Books on Tape presents Watchmen by Ian Rankin. Read by John Lee. Introduction. From the age of 12 until I was nearly 30, I kept a page-a-day diary, and reading through the years 1986 to 1988 has allowed me to place Watchmen in its historical context. I got the idea for the book just before my wedding day, and took a bunch of research stuff on my honeymoon. The entry for June 14th, 1986, records, "I'm itching to start a new novel, either Rebus 2 or The Watcher." By July 14th, 9 days after the wedding ceremony, I decided to concentrate on what was still called Watcher, and I was able to state in my diary that the plot's beginning to gel. I then started writing the first draft a week later, and finished it on Sunday, November 2nd. Well, it's a pretty short book. Watchmen is a spy novel. My previous novel, Knots and Crosses, had involved a fairly cynical, worldly-wise cop who'd been in the job the best part of 15 years. Miles Flint, my hero this time around, happens to be a fairly cynical, worldly-wise spy who's spent 20 years or so in that world. I wish I could explain what attracts me to my jaded elders. The difference between the two men is that while Rebus is a man of action, preferring confrontation to rumination, Miles starts out just the opposite. He's a professional voyeur, and my job would be to change his role gradually from one of professional passivity to real ruthless activity. I think I was influenced largely by the anti-heroes of Le Carré and Graham Greene, and especially the green of the human factor.